Because communication disabilities can mask a person's capacity to make decisions, we believe it's not possible to determine what an individual understands or what they're thinking if they have no means of communicating. We believe that a person who has communication needs must have the supports that they require prior to determining their capacity and throughout the process of decision making. And depending on their communication needs, we believe people need different types and amounts of supports in the areas of understanding what others are saying, expressing what they want to communicate in face-to-face interactions over the phone or alternatives to the phone, and perhaps in reading materials, and perhaps in completing and signing forms. Everyone is different. We believe communication supports may include strategies that a person with whom they are communicating can use, as well as tools and communication aids that may be required to facilitate comprehension and expression, as well as assistance from people who know the individual well and who can support them in communicating and or making decisions. In some situations, and we'll go into detail in this in the resource, some people may require the services of a qualified speech language pathologist.